but the judge and I guess the probation officer, to some degree, wondering if the award ceremony could really count as work.
I still wish it was like that movie where they wear the ankle, not the neck bracelets.
Yeah.
They've got the necklaces
the head off.
That blow the head off.
Was it Rutger Hauer in that movie?
I forgot the name of the movie.
But it was on HBO.
They go past the zone and kaboom.
Yeah.
I have a tape here. I know we got a lot of tapes today. We've got the guy who's had the girlfriend was the runaway bride.
Right.
We had the tapes of her. We had the tapes of Laura Bush. We got the tapes of Rosie O'Donnell.
Tom Cruise.
Yes. And now we got the tape of Dick Clark.
Oh.
Dick Clark.
I'm hearing you!
Is that the tape of Dick Clark?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's just the lead-in to it. Dick Clark must really be sick.
All right.
Because
that's what they've speculated on that for a while.
Because Mario Lopez sent out a statement that we received in the mail.
Well, that's who I want being my mouthpiece.
He's the go-to.
Right, the guy from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, the guy with the small forehead.
So over the weekend, we get an envelope that says Dick Clark Productions. Mm-hmm. What the hell is this? And it's an open letter to the industry from Mario Lopez. Dear Don and Mike. You know, it's like one of those sales things you get at home.
Right,
you know?
Sure, they plug our names in.
Thank you for your continued support of Dick Clark Enterprises. This is Mario Lopez. I used to co-host the other half with Dick Clark. I want you to know Dick is going to be fine. He's a proud man and very strong-willed. He didn't want anyone to see him in the state he's in. When I saw him last week, he seemed like the same old Dick.
Mm-hmm.
He hates to miss work, and he hates not being there because he's hands-on. It's motivating him to get back quicker. He's a legend and a great man. I think he's going to be just fine.
That's it?
That's from Dr. Mario Lopez.
Right. I read an article.
Sent to us from Dick Clark Productions.
When they were doing that show, what was the show where they were all with Danny Bonaduce?
The Better Half.
I read an article that said Mario Lopez, of all of those guys, would not have contact with Dick Clark unless they were on the set together because he just wasn't a close friend. And right at the end of the article, they said Mario doesn't know Dick.
Huh. You know. Okay.
It was a long way to go with the setup. Was it worth it?
It was absolutely worth it.
Go to the sloss and cut off your sloss and dial. Hold on. Here's someone who's got that Rutger Hauer movie that we're always talking about. Rutger Hauer. Hello, E.B.
Hey,
Eb.
Guys.
Oh, hi.
That movie Rutger Hauer was in was called Wedlock, also known as Deadlock.
Really? What is that? Now that's
Wedlock?
That's the one where he's in a prison camp and they show him by way of explanation.
Wedlock doesn't sound like the name of the movie.
Don't they tell some guy go walk?
On IMDb, that's what it says, but. It's my favorite movie because people...
You and I, with our cursory knowledge of this, might not even have Rutger Hauer as the right guy. But it's a movie where they're in a prison camp. They've all got these things, and one guy decides to run.
And they say to the guy that we think is Rutger Hauer, the star, they say,
right,
you want to take off? Watch that guy. And as soon as he goes over the line,
bam, the head blows up.
His head gets blown off real good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll take it under advisement.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you guys doing? The movie's called Running Man.
Running Man has a similar type of deal, but it's not the same one where that's the special thing.
We know Running Man. That's with Arnold. That's not the one where...
Oh, that's boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
Okay, shut up, Rosie. No, that's not the movie we're thinking of, but... I'm glad people can call now within 30 seconds of hearing us say something. Now this is true. They fix the delay.
It's a bit of a... Every time I hear Rosie, though, it is a bit of a mind eraser for me.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Rosie. There's nothing I can do about it. It's a mind eraser.
No.
Yes.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, I was going to let you know one of your favorite movies, The Running Man, had that neck brace you're talking about.
Running Man had it too, but there was another movie that had it more featured.
I think we said it. It's definitely not the Arnold movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Rutger Hauer movie also had Mimi Rogers with the star in it.
I think it might have had Mimi Rogers in it.
I like Mimi Rogers.
I like two things about her.
Yeah. Then that was Wedlock.
Her talent?
Wedlock, Deadlock.
Talent or personality?
Yep, absolutely. Mimi Rogers, Queen of the Bees.
All right, so Bud... What was that, Mike?
She was Queen of the Bees. She was, Don.
I forgot the movie she's in. I think it's with...
Do you think she bleaches?
Oh, yeah.
Mimi Rogers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If she needs to. If she needed to do it, she probably had it done post-haste.
So, Buzz, the lady on the phone was right. What's the name of the movie?
Wedlock with Rutger Hauer and Mimi Rogers, 1991. And, yeah, it says, trapped in a prison of the future, betrayed by a woman of his past, Frank Warren is wired to explode.
Yep. All right. Warren. Whatever. Close enough for me, Buzz. I'll take your word on it.
It's like the way I do this show every day.
Wired to explode?
Absolutely.
Now, is Robert Mailman out there?
This is Robert the Mailman.
Of course he is. Let's talk race for a moment. Something all right. Oprah said. Although, before we get to this, I don't even know if this is true. I'm going to bring up that thing I called you about yesterday. Right. I'm watching, 6 o'clock news last night. On NBC4 here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that's doing the... Oh, gosh. What calls about this movie? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys actually have both of those movies kind of meddled together. In Running Man, they had the neck braces, and if they went out of the zone, their heads exploded.
Right.
And the one with Deadlock with Rutger Hauer, they actually had necklace buddies. And they didn't know who their buddies were, and if they were too far away from their buddies, they
you're right.
Exploded.
This guy is absolutely right. You had to go in groups of two.
And the latter is the one we're talking about.
Yeah. Right. And then later on, they found out who the buddy was, and they escaped together.
Very cool.
Yeah, hold on. Get ready for a big prize here. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Where are you calling from?
Reston.
Oh, here in D.C.? Outstanding. Please enjoy the very funny Lewis Black.
Oh, great.
At the Warner Theater, June 17. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. Thank you. That's a good tip in. We do appreciate it. Thanks. Hold on just a second. Now, about the news. I'm watching... Speaking of Black...
Lewis Black.
Speaking of Black, yeah. I'm watching Channel 4 News.
Right.
Which was anchored last night by a Black man,
mm-hmm.
James Adams.
All right.
And he's worked in town for a long time.
Long time anchor man.
He's just an anchor guy. He's okay. Mm-hmm. But as I'm watching this, I'm noticing that there appears to be, on the end of his nose, Band-Aid.
Oh, no.
I mean, right on, like right above the
very end of his nose.
Yeah. And,
a round one?
No, not a round one. A
right.
square one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm staring at the TV as he's reading the news. And I mean, you know, literally reading the prompter. I call Rob up, and I say, turn on Channel 4 and tell me something. Is that a spot on James Adams' nose, or does James Adams have a Band-Aid on? Rob looks at it and says, it might not be a Band-Aid, but it might be a spot where he's scuffed his nose mm-hmm. and they've put makeup on it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's my question. And I'm sure all the brothers and sisters listening probably feel the same way, and it's about time somebody brought this up.
Fair enough.
Do they make Band-Aids for brothers and sisters?
Well, because I know what you're talking about. When you're talking about the majority of Band-Aids, they are made in the white flesh tone.
Yes, and see, you said white, and good for you, Mike, for catching that, because when you say flesh tone,
right.
What you do is imply that...
No, it's the white flesh tone, and I don't think I've ever seen Band-Aids made for African Americans.
They make a sort of a frosted clear now.
Well, whatever it is.
Thanks.
Thanks, Grandpa. We all know that.
No, but I mean, so that.
And they have the little Barney ones, too.
No, but that's suitable for everybody. That way it wouldn't stand out.
But anyway, I think we all grew up with Band-Aids being a certain color, and I wonder if they ever had.
Band-Aids were always the color of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And last night on Channel 4, it looked like James Adams. And then I was reading so much into it. I got off the phone with Rob.
Right.
I was sitting there with my wife watching this. I said, look, he's got a Band-Aid. He scratches those. And he would not look dead on to the camera then. He would, like, it was time for the sports.
Right.
He would turn to the left.
I think the answer would be no. I mean, when they first came out with Band, I think they would be absolutely, you know, they probably didn't.
After research, they decided not to because we are clumsy people. We are careless.
Is that your big auto statement about white people?
Yes, we need more Band-Aids.
We're a clumsier race. Is that what it is?
Something bad about whites.
Well, it makes us a funnier people.
Now,
our clumsy.
Yes. Also on the
balls.
Also on the topic of race.
Uh-huh. Oh man. Okay, thank you, Mr. Never Watched a Richard Pryor Movie.
Saturday in Denver, Oprah Winfrey. You know, she goes between talking Black and mm-hmm. talking white
yeah.
all the... You see it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters do it. If you got to do it, you got to do it. Here, though, is something that she said that I think is kind of kooky. She says, and I'm just going to quote Oprah now, "Girlfriend, there are differences between black and white women."
Mm-hmm.
She told the white women in the audience, this group of women she's talking to, she says, I'm going to quote her now, and she was speaking in her black voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do it like this here, but she said, "Girlfriend, I want to talk to the white ladies in the audience. Please do not ask your black lady friends about their hairs, because you white women cannot possibly understand what the black woman goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into it, because there ain't no telling. It's a cultural thing. We're alike in our veins, except for our hair." All right, gotcha, Oprah.
The wisdom of Oprah.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Thank you.
I know about, black hair care products. I watched Soul Train going up. It was Afro Sheen, Ultra Sheen, and Ultra Sheen Cosmetics. A Don Cornelius production, written and produced by Don Cornelius.
I wish you peace, love, and soul.
Oh, what a great show. Right?
And how about, speaking of retards, how about the Soul Train Scramble?
Oh, yeah.
Where it'd be something like O-J-A-Y-S.
Yeah. Okay,
it's OJ's. And they would be up there, and it would they'd think, you think it's juice?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, J-A-O. It would take them a long time to finally figure out O-J.
And I used to love Don Cornelius's collars when he was wearing a tie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, like Nipsey
Russell collars. They're like 16 inches wide.
Yeah, you awesome. Gigantic ones. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
This is Marla.
Yes, hi, Marla. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the Band-Aids. Now, I'm black, and whenever I was going to...
Hold on. Can you hold on, please? You have to be pre-screened to be on the show.
Wait, say that again?
You have to be pre-screened because you're black.
Just kidding, ma'am.
No, what can we do for you?
Stay away from the microphone, Rob.
But this is my point. Whenever I would go to the doctors and would have blood drawn, and they would want to put one of those white Band-Aids on me,
yes.
And they refused.
Good. So what'd you do, get blood all over your clothes? Oh, you know, the phone's breaking up.
Cell phone's breaking up.
Oh, man, I want to hear what happened.
Me too.
Are you still there, Marla?
Yes, I'm here.
What,
okay.
You'd refuse the Band-Aid?
Yes, and they thought I was racist because I never wanted to put that white flesh-colored Band-Aid on.
Did you have access to black Band-Aids when you were growing up?
No.
Or even now.
Because that's what we're trying to determine, whether they even made them.
But they do make them.
They do make them.
All these different shades of crazy brown shades. Yeah, but they do make them.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Marla. Bye-bye. Okay. Alan, you were great on 227. It's kind of my...